go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. We're joined by Kevin Freeman, our duty expert on matters involving, well, economics in general, but specifically economic warfare, a subject in which he is proven to be quite an expert. He is a senior fellow of the Center for Security Policy, I'm very pleased to say, but also the driving force behind globaleconomicwarfare.com, and also a soon-to-be star of stage and screen, hosting his own television program on the Blaze Network entitled Economic War Room with Kevin Freeman. Check out his two best-selling books, Secret Weapon and Game Plan. Kevin Freeman, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's always good to have you.
Great. Thanks, Frank.
I'm listening to a lot of conversations at the moment, Kevin, as I'm sure you are, about what to do about the North Koreans. And we were talking earlier in the program with Tom Popick about the possibility of a very present danger from them, namely of an electromagnetic pulse, the subject of considerable attention in your book, Game Plan. Kevin, in terms of the options available to the United States, it would appear that the most significant, the most promising form of pressure on the North Korean regime actually lies with China. What are your thoughts on that at the moment? Can we continue to hope the Chinese will solve this problem for us, or do we have to do something to incentivize them to do so?
Well, we can hope that the Chinese will focus on it, because certainly China would not want to see an EMP devastated United States at this point. I don't think that they're prepared economically to deal with it. I think they have their own path and plan for global economic dominance, and to see 20+% of the world's economy wiped out by an EMP would be a bad thing for them. On the other hand, they have their own purposes, their own plans and intents, and I don't know that they're ready to be used by us as a weapon to stop North Korea.
Gordon Chang has written an interesting piece at the Daily Beast about the series of steps that the U.S. government seems to have taken to begin turning up the heat on the Chinese. And I know you haven't seen this piece, Kevin, but I wonder if you look at the sort of very warm embrace, literally, of Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister of India, and designating the Chinese as a Tier 3 human trafficking source, and sanctions on a bank and a shipping company there that are prominently involved with the North Koreans, and a $1.4 billion arms sale to Taiwan. It certainly would seem as though the U.S. government is deciding that this love fest that the president was trying to conjure with Xi Jinping of China seems to have run its course. Is that your reading?
Well, we have ratcheted up. These were threats early on from the Trump administration. You'll play ball with us, and we certainly have acknowledged a series of problems that the Chinese have, and we are applying pressure, and they're subject to pressure. I mean, the Chinese economy is not in tremendous shape. At the same time, however, they've been rapidly advancing their own directions that could turn up the heat on the United States. So we are seeing the beginnings of an economic war, and North Korea could be the trigger for it in many ways.
Well, talk a little bit about what the Chinese are doing, this ratcheting up, as you put it, particularly with respect to the long-term goal, it seems, of the Chinese to supplant the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency of the world. We've talked about this a lot over the years, but it seems as though the building blocks are really inexorably now falling into place for doing just that. Is that how you see it?
Well, absolutely. For example, the Chinese, starting in 2013, decided that they needed to de-Americanize the world and remove the dollar as the primary reserve currency. And year by year, they've undertaken steps. For example, they led the BRIC nations in 2014 to build a $100 billion fund that would bypass the dollar. They created an alternative to the global international payment system known as SWIFT. They've created their own bank to compete against the World Bank. They really forced the renminbi into the IMF SDR basket, which would be an alternative reserve currency. But most recently, they've been opening up their bond markets, and that's absolutely one of those important steps if you're going to have a challenging position to the U.S. dollar. They've been doing this systematically with announcements every year on a regular basis. We intend to replace the U.S. dollar as the primary reserve currency, and they've just been executing.
At what point does this actually translate into the dollars essentially neutralizing as a reserve currency? Or do you anticipate, Kevin Freeman, that it will continue to be one of the reserve currencies, but not the preeminent one?
Here's the problem: is it shows up in the next financial crisis. The next opportunity where China's economy appears strong and our economy appears weak, they then have this kill shot that removes the U.S. dollar as being a response or an answer. And so it becomes literally another one of those powerful weapons that they hold till the timing is right, in the MP or whatever. But this becomes that devastating economic weapon. So when we enter a financial crisis, we can't just assume with American arrogance, well, we can solve it by printing more money or having the Federal Reserve produce more credit. It literally becomes we enter a crisis and China can then pull the rug out from under us.
Yeah. Say that again, because this is a critically important point. The reserve currency status of the dollar has enabled us to essentially rack up this enormous debt on our credit card, right? And if we are not in that position, we're going to have a very difficult time doing so. Is that right?
Yes, just imagine it's as if we've had an unlimited credit card, and every time we got into a financial problem or crisis, we just put it on the credit card. Families do that, but at some point, that credit line ends, and the Chinese are putting in place those things necessary to where they can choose when our credit line ends as opposed to we choose it.
And if they do pull the plug on it, if they are successful, Kevin Freeman, what are the implications when we look at for example, the interest rates on our debt and the sustainability of our budget as a result?
Well, if we have $20 trillion of debt, which we currently have, and interest rates are, averaging 2-3%, just imagine if they were averaging 5-6%. If you have 5% interest on $20 trillion, you owe $1 trillion a year just in interest, which would soak up a huge percentage of all federal debt receipts. And in other words, it would push us towards that point where we would be the one going to the IMF or to the Chinese or someone else for a desperate bailout, and they would set the terms on how we would do that.
Kevin, I wanted to turn quickly before we ran out of time to one other issue. Qatar increasingly seems to be responding to the pressure on it from the Saudis and others in the Gulf by flaunting its gas strength. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the Qataris have an enormous gas reserves, and they're just threatened to increase the amount that they would produce and throw onto global markets in the form of liquefied natural gas, or LNG. Which goes directly contrary to the Trump administration's plans to make U.S. energy dominant and us ratchet up our LNG. So we're seeing right now an energy war, the kind of energy war that that drives prices down and threatens producers. So this is their response: we'll just produce more LNG and that'll solve our economic problems.
Yeah. Well, it'll certainly punish the United States, apparently, for, as they see it, I guess, backing the Saudis in this struggle. Kevin, so much more to talk about. We'll look forward to doing so with you again next week. Thank you for your time today and for your expertise. Check out Kevin's work at globaleconomicwarfare.com and come back to us soon.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.